According to a national consumer survey for the year 2020, the statistics show that 268 million Americans consumed chocolate and other candy in 2020. Milk chocolate accounts for 80% of the chocolate Americans consume on a daily basis. U.S. consumers eat 2.8 billion pounds of chocolate annually, representing nearly half of the world's supply. Most Americans prefer milk chocolate, 92%. But dark chocolate's popularity is growing rapidly, as well as bittersweet chocolate. Semi-sweet and bittersweet chocolate share the same FDA definition. Semi-sweet chocolate, 60% cacao. Bittersweet chocolate, 70% cacao. And like its name indicates, bittersweet chocolate is often a little more bitter than semi-sweet dark chocolate. Just as chocolate can be both bitter and sweet, so can a moment in time, such as a bittersweet day. Both pleasant and painful, some happy aspects, and some sad ones as well. Today is a bittersweet day. Both pleasant, as we share past memories, as well as painful, as we say goodbye. The phrase goodbye comes from a contraction of the phrase, God be with you. We never had time to consider that this day would ever come, yet somewhere in the remote parts of our brains, the reality was even there, even if we closed our thoughts to it. To be honest, we together as a Pittsburgh congregation got very comfortable with our pastor and his wife, as we should. They are an important extension of our lives. Where has the last 25 years gone? Can you remember when Mr. and Mrs. Henson arrived here? They were much younger then. 25 years younger. But still, so were all of us. Can you remember all the potlucks that we had? Whatever happened to Juicy Juice? Do they still make that? Can you remember Mr. Henson's first sermon? I cannot. But I would estimate somewhere in the neighborhood of over 800 sermons for the time he was here in Pittsburgh weekly as well as for the holy days. Still, there is a constant thought throughout these messages, and it is this: staying true and honest to God's word. A pastor's job is spiritual support, true. And they are charged with being a caretaker of God's flock, a job that he takes very seriously. A pastor's job is to care for us. But we have a job as well, to care for our pastor. It's a shared responsibility. The question will surface sometimes, is it the journey or is it the destination? How would you describe that? How would you answer that? For us today, the answer is both. We know the destination is very clear. The central message of Jesus Christ's ministry is the kingdom of God. That is the destination. The destination assigns meaning to the journey. The journey is where you learn, and it encourages our focus on the destination. The destination and the journey are central components of the Church of God. Reading from the Church's Fundamental Beliefs, document number 17, the Church is a spiritual body composed of believers who have and are being led by the Holy Spirit. The Church of God's mission is to preach the gospel of the coming kingdom of God to all nations and to make disciples of all who respond to God's calling, assisting them in their spiritual development and their reconciliation to God. End quote. God gives different roles, responsibilities, and gifts to different ones in the church for a purpose. A clear role of our pastor is found in Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4, verse 11. Ephesians 4 and verse 11. And we read, "He himself, speaking of Jesus Christ, gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ." But if you notice in verse 13, it identifies our role in this journey. Verse 13, "Till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of Man, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." The word pastor comes from a Latin word which means shepherd. The shepherd leads, guides, feeds, comforts, and protects his sheep. In the Gospel of John, we read a passage about Jesus as the true shepherd. John 10, verse 4, and I will just read that for you. "And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." For 25 years, we have heard our pastor's voice, his vocal cords. But they were these words. Next week, we will have a new pastor, and we will hear his vocal cords, but still, it'll be these words. Mr. Smith will lead, guide, feed, comfort, and protect his sheep. That is us. The message does not change. As Jesus Christ spoke these words, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away." Let's stop for a moment and we'll consider our history. Mr. Henson has been our pastor for 25 years. That is a quarter century. Not intended to make us feel old, by no means. Some sitting here today were not even born when they arrived here in Pittsburgh in 1995. What frames it for me, our son Alex was 9 years old, and our son Gary was 12 and a half. How quickly that time has gone. By what method do we calculate or catalog all the activities, the senior luncheons, the day trips, preteen and teen summer camps, potluck meals after services, the times we played bunco, teen prom work parties, teen prom, teen after prom picnic? How about the variety of fundraisers, the penny roll, the auction night? Do you remember the Clorox fundraiser? We bring in our soiled t-shirts and dress shirts, send them off to California. That was an easy fundraiser. And how can we register all the graduations, the baptisms, the weddings, the newborns, the ordinations, and yes, sadly, all of those who have fallen asleep? These surround our journey. All that we have experienced, together, still, the destination remains the same. Consider, it is highly unlikely, maybe numerically impossible, that all of us would have ever met. Yet there are several components that make safe the family relationship. God's Word, the Bible. God's church, and not a building. It's the people that God has called. And God's Holy Spirit, which is the down payment of our inheritance. We are on this journey together, having the benefit of a faithful shepherd to lead, to guide, to feed, to comfort, and protect us, his sheep. I want to conclude with this. We have been together for 25 years with our pastor and his wife. And we undoubtedly have grown together as a church family. But as a family with utmost respect, one time, I would like to recognize them as Don and Rennie. What would be the greatest gift we could give Don and Rennie on behalf of all of us? It is not a material item. More like words. Words that they could hear. More than our deepest and heartfelt thank you for their 25 years of service to and for us. No, these words go much, much higher than that. These are words that they are supposed to hear about us. In Matthew 25, the parable of the talents, breaking into the thought, verse 23, his Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord." Our pastor's desire, and ours as well, is to hear those words. Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Until that day, we say goodbye to our pastor and his wife. God be with you until we meet again.